Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. As I drove by the courthouse the other day, I noticed a handful of people gathered around the flagpole with some handwritten signs. A few people were on the sidewalk, hoping the passing cars would honk and support their ideals. The only problem was this. I couldn't read their signs. I had no idea what they were protesting. The words on the signs they held were so small and poorly written that they were unreadable. The one sign that I could read didn't make any sense to me. The sign didn't convey any opinion, so I had no idea what side of the controversy they were on. So I had a tough decision to make, honk or don't honk. I decided to focus on the road and keep driving. You know, the Constitution gives us a right to peacefully assemble and protest, and I fully believe we should be able to exercise that right. The First Amendment states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Canadian constitutional rights are different than ours, but if truckers want to protest peacefully, I think they should be able to do that. Just last week, the Ottawa Police Department deployed pepper spray and stun grenades to disperse crowds, towed away over 70 vehicles, and arrested 191 people, some of them charged with mischief. According to Fortune magazine, the protest began in opposition to the government's introduction of a mandate requiring all cross-border truck drivers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The Canadian Truckers Alliance claims that roughly 90% of Canadian truck drivers were already vaccinated, but a minority of truckers objected to the new requirement for drivers hauling goods between Canada and the U.S. I want to make a few observations about this protest. Number one, we knew what they were protesting for, what they stand for. Number two, I have yet to see any evidence that they vandalized, burned, or became violent against anyone or anything. Number three, whether you agree with the protest or not, they stood for their beliefs and some have gone to jail for their beliefs. If you want my support, as you gather around our flagpole, before I even hear about your cause, number one, it must be peaceful, nonviolent, and non-destructive. Even if I believe in your cause, I can't support your stance if you're burning cars and spray painting buildings. Once that type of behavior starts, in my opinion, you've gone from a protester to a vandal. In my experience, the people who have their property damaged usually have nothing at all to do with the demonstration itself. As a society, we need to learn to disagree with each other without getting our feelings hurt and without hurting other people. Some schools offer debate classes or teams with the goal of teaching students how to convince others that you're right. What if we taught our children how to respect other people and their opinions even when we don't agree? Maybe that's what it means to agree to disagree. So there you have my community comment for the day. Have a great weekend, everybody, and God bless. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.